Central New York's attention has understandably been on the COVID pandemic and racial justice, but three area educators wanted to focus on another looming crisis, climate change. WAER environment reporter Chris Bolt has more.
The climate crisis and its impacts have not gone away while the pandemic, the economy, social justice, and police reform have gripped our community. As part of a virtual presentation, LeMoyne College Environmental Sciences Professor Hillary McManus shared reminders of the ongoing impacts. She says the last 6 years have been the hottest on record, and that's upsetting the Earth's hydrological systems.
We're experiencing these one-time precipitating events such as rain bombs or even snow bombs, where all at once a whole bunch of rain or snow is dropped. But then you can think of the same effect on land. It's that warmer air is pulling moisture even more quickly from soil. And this is causing longer and deeper droughts.
Those droughts, in turn, make it hard to grow food, dry up drinking water, and can make people move to populated areas, which can exacerbate other tensions, such as poverty. Hamilton College professor of government Peter Canavo calls both the impacts and the responsibility to mitigate or adapt to climate change unjust.
The cruel irony of all this is that those who've contributed the least to the problem, the world's poor, are the most vulnerable, and those most responsible and who've benefited most from fossil fuels and deforestation, predominantly the white privileged inhabitants of developed nations, are least vulnerable to climate change and most able to adapt.
For example, he adds, in Miami, where sea level rise is already making some property uninhabitable, the wealthy are buying up property on higher ground. Canavo says richer nations need to act, which might then show poorer countries sustainable ways to develop. Political science professor Sarah Prally in Syracuse University's Environmental Policy Center finds Congress painfully slow to act, with veto points and filibusters in the way of progress. But on the plus side, we know what needs to be done.
Unlike some problems like terrorism or chronic poverty or addiction, things like that, that are very difficult to kind of figure out how to solve, right? The causal chains are hard, but we know what we need to do, which is we need to stop emitting carbon dioxide emissions, right? So we need to stop burning fossil fuel, and we know when we need to do it.
She notes the issue has become more politically polarizing and makes comparisons to the COVID crisis on political responses to it.
Another thing we're learning is that national leadership is critical, and a state-by-state approach is not going to solve the problem. I think we're learning that with COVID. It's terrible to watch this sort of lack of national leadership, and it's you know, leading to a lot of needless suffering. And I think the same thing's going to happen with climate change. Some states have stepped up. It's just not going to be enough, and we need a broader approach.
But on a hopeful note, Prally says the coronavirus has shown us if people agree on the threat, they'll change behavior and approve trillions of dollars to combat it. Hamilton College's Peter Canavo also sees ways the response to climate change has similar echoes.
Sort of perennial optimism that technology will solve all our problems, a distrust of government, fear of acknowledging climate change because of the political implications, and then the whole promotion of denial regarding the science. We're seeing that same phenomenon play out with COVID.
And LeMoyne's Hillary McManus says there's even a scientific link between climate change and how humans began contracting COVID from what was confined to wildlife.
We continue developing these natural areas, fragmenting them, destroying natural habitat. What happens is this drives wildlife to close proximity and indirect contact with humans. What also happens is we're losing species that are hosts to these pathogens. Okay, so these pathogens, like viruses, are looking for new hosts.
McManus, Canavo, and Prally suggest people find personal actions to combat climate change, talk with friends and family about their concerns, and vote for leaders that will pass binding policy to ensure change that won't blow with the political winds. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
The presentation, How Do We Address the Climate Emergency, was hosted by Maxwell Memorial Library in Camillus.